There was that, and the thing is just I got a whole thing, and I mean, sorry, you're there now, but it was that, and the thing is just
I mean, I'm trying to one thing, and in 20, you'll see how they like me.
Peggy, have you actualized fully? Have you actualized fully?
I don't know. I mean, I'm trying.
Do you feel cold sometimes, even when it's hot?
Sometimes.
Do you understand the difference between thinking and being?
What do you mean?
Do you understand the difference between thinking and being? To be is simply to exist. Try it. Try simply being.
Sorry, but how is sitting here gonna help me be the best person I can be?
You want an explanation?
Oh, kinda.
The human mind, aroused by an insistence for meaning, seeks and finds nothing but contradiction and nonsense.
Okay. It's just practically, I'm saying, as a person, a married person, a woman who's worried she's not living up to her full potential.
Think or be. You can't do both.
You're saying, don't think about the person I want to be. Just be that person.
Peggy.
Don't think about the person I want to be. Just be that person. Just be that person.
for freedom.
It's up when you're a kid, and you need permission to go to the washroom, and you raise your hand and wait for the teacher to call you. But meantime, you just have to go. So bad.
You don't have to go.
You just go.
No, exactly what you're doing.
You just go. You don't ask. You just go.
And you have to stick to the small roads, out of the way motels, and just be
a road trip.
The phone. Uncle Grady's got that hunting cabin outside Canastota, and now we go there and hole up.
See? We're moving now. Things are falling. Not trapped anymore.
I mean, that was our home.
Yeah, but I mean, energy-wise, you know, I mean, you gotta admit, we were stuck in the mud, emotionally, I mean, and then now, we're flying.
We got a plan. That's what matters. We got a plan for how to get out of this.
See it? Then be it.
Except,
that's from LifeSpring.
Except the cops. We gotta figure out. We're gonna figure this out. Right now, I just gotta keep us alive.
You're doing it, hon. We both are. We're actualized.
Oh.
Down. I mean, this whole thing's just been
hit the guy. That's
my fault. I know. I mean, I hit the guy.
I'm
sorry about that.
He was
hit the guy. So to the road. He didn't know where he was going. And, you know, all he did was
not
what we're supposed to do. You know, but now I'm open. We can just smooth this out. Just rude.
Come on, for shit!
Okay. Ed'll be back any minute, so don't get any ideas.
I got four daughters, you know. I'm not a bad guy.
You call me a whore. I heard.
I swear to Christ, when I'm free, you're gonna see the back of my hand.
We're gonna be spending some time together. So you need to be civil.
Go to hell. Ow! Bitch! Ah, bitch!
What did I just see? You gonna be nice?
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Good. Now I'm making beans. You want some beans?
No.
No what?
No, thank you.
That's better. I gotta say, this whole thing has just been... And, I mean, I'm sorry about your brother. I am, but it was an accident. And this whole thing has just been so... I mean, I'm trying to stay positive. That's one thing. If you spend any time with me, you'll see. Positive Peggy is what they call me. But this whole thing has just been super hard on Ed. He's a little more delicate, you know? I mean, he's a big guy and all, but deep down... I mean, this whole thing has just been really hard on him. And it's my fault. I know. I mean... I hit the guy. Your brother. And I'm sorry about that. I am. But he was... stepping out into the road. Didn't even look where he was going.
No.
And so, Ed, you know, all he did was clean it up. And then you sent those other fellas. And I mean, what were we supposed to do? You know? So now I'm hoping, we're both hoping, that we can just smooth this all over now and everything can go back to normal. Oh, wait. No, you said you didn't want beans, didn't you?
No, it's okay. They're good, really. Good stuff.
No, I mean, I should have... Well... Everything that's been going on... And I mean, here I am. Trying to actualize fully, you know? And I mean, that's no small thing. To review and reflect. Contextualize, not just keep making past mistakes. Are you listening to me nattering on? Oh, hey, hon. I made some beans.